context, I think we're seeing that more. And I think you and I talked about what's a serial entrepreneur to begin with? Is that somebody who is buying multiple businesses and holding on to them?
It's somebody that shows up in jean shorts and jean jackets and muscle shirts to
was
a marketing agency.
53 or, is it somebody who buys, builds, sells, buy, build, sells? And I kind of think, to me, that's also a serial entrepreneur. It's not that they're holding on to a group of businesses necessarily, but they like the process of buying, finding opportunities.
Welcome back to the Apex Business Advisors Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Cavanaugh, joined as always by the president of Apex, Doug Hubler. Doug, we're back. Third and final episode on the Market Pulse Survey. What's the feedback that you've received on the last two episodes?
Very positive. Excited to hear the third one, I'm sure.
So today we're going to talk, it's going to be a little bit more buyer-centric. I think we were seller-centric past couple episodes on why didn't deals get to the end and kind of how were deals structured and exit planning and some things like that.
Yeah, just general condition of the market.
Yeah, so today we're going to really talk a little bit about who the buyers are,
mm-hmm.
what types, where do they come from, as we break into the different segments that that we've talked about. And again, just as a reminder, Main Street is going to be those $0 sales, of which Apex does not do.
Right.
Up to 2 million.
It's a which, good thing to remind people.
Yeah, which Apex does,
right.
The deals that are 2 million. So we play in that 500,000 and above range.
Right.
And then we're also going to talk about lower middle market, which is going to be about 2 to 50 million. And in that range, we're probably in that 2 to 10 million for the vast majority of the deals that we
mm-hmm.
work. So
right.
When we talk about Main Street, that's what we're talking about, 0 to 2 million. We're talking about lower middle market. We're talking 2 million to 50 million. So the survey revealed that there are about five different types of buyers. One is an existing company. Another is a first-time individual, the serial entrepreneur, private equity, and of course, our favorite, other.
Right. but fortunately, that's a small percentage.
Yes. Others do not do a lot. So
right.
When we're looking at, let's call it Main Street, what are the typical type of buyers that the survey says, and then what's the typical type of buyers at Apex?
The typical buyer that the survey says on the Main Street is going to be finding a job. For the most part, I guess we put our buyers in the same category. They're looking for something that they are going to own and operate themselves. And we kind of say this buying a job kind of loosely, but it is probably one of those things where people have generally, we're talking, buyers in the 35 to 55 age range kind of. So they've got business experience, management experience, financial, whatever, a lot of different backgrounds, and they're now wanting to do something on their own.
One thing that jumped out to me, and you brought charts last week, so you inspired me to print some things out and bring and study the charts.
I'm really glad I inspired you somehow.
Well, you inspire me in many ways.
Okay.
I need to say nice things to you occasionally. You do.
Thank you.
You do. You know, something that really jumped out to me, and the chart that I have compares 2019 to 2022. And in 2022, one of the things that we saw was a huge jump in the serial entrepreneurs coming down into Main Street. So, for example, in 2022, 36% of the buyers were serial entrepreneurs. Compare that with 31, 29, and 31% in 21 to 19, respectively. So you're seeing a pretty big jump in serial entrepreneurs. Do you have any thoughts on why you would see that?
At Apex, I think we're seeing that more. And I think you and I talked about what's a serial entrepreneur to begin with? Is that somebody who is buying multiple businesses and holding on to them?
It's somebody that shows up in jean shorts and jean jackets and muscle shirts to
was
a marketing agency.
53 or, is it somebody who buys, builds, sells, buy, build, sells? And I kind of think, to me, that's also a serial entrepreneur. It's not that they're holding on to a group of businesses necessarily, but they like the process of buying, finding opportunities, not finding deals necessarily, but finding opportunities where they feel like they can grow the business and do some great things and then build the value and sell it.
Maybe they started with a smaller business, ran that for 5 to 7 years,
mm-hmm.
That one off, buy a little bit bigger business, run that one for 5 years.
They might take some cash off the table and say, okay, I'm going to do the same thing over again. I've got this investment. I'm going to go do it again. And I think many times we find people who do that and they're looking for a different industry. And the serial entrepreneurs on the other side that are buying multiple businesses, I think they're tending to look at similar businesses. So I've got a heating and air conditioning company, but now I want to buy a plumbing company or electrical. We've talked to people who own real estate, apartment buildings,
property management
companies, and they're trying to add on to services they're outsourcing now, and they want to bring that in-house. And they're looking at, well, shoot, if they can make 30% off of this, I know based on what it's costing me in my business, I'll save that money and I'm going to be making more. So
the one that was surprising to me that jumped out, and I feel like maybe Apex is different than what the survey mentioned, but that the first-time individual took a hit. So it is 39% of the buyers in this particular quarter, compared with 2019, 20, and 21, 40%, 44%, 43%. So,
and then it really dropped.
So a reduction down into 39%, which it has been reducing over, it's not a huge drop from 21 to 22, but pretty significant drop from 19 to 20. Do you think that's pandemic related, or do you think that we're just seeing more of the, and the ones that kind of stayed the same was existing company? So about 23% year over year, 23, 24, 26, 23, you're seeing that stay consistent. So
You mean they have an existing company looking to acquire another one?
Yeah, so right. existing company was 23, 24, 26, and then back down to 23. So really where the gap is seen is that the serial entrepreneurs have cannibalized from the first-time individual in the existing company, with the existing company staying pretty same. So you look at serial entrepreneur versus first-time individual.
We do our own annual statistics, and I don't know if I've really laid that out separately, but just thinking through the deals that we've done over the last few years, I still think the majority of our have been from the first-time buyers. I think that's still the majority of who we're dealing with. And you're seeing things. Does it matter what size the business is?
Yeah, so these are still Main Street.
It's still Main Street.
Still Main Street, yeah.
I still think that the majority of ours, I think we're going to have a higher percentage than that probably. I mean, I would think that we're going to be 60% or more as first-time buyers.
When you drop down into the lower middle market, the bigger businesses, it doesn't move.
Yeah.
Year over year, it is existing company, 40%. First-time individual, about 20%. Less than 20%. Serial entrepreneur remains about 17-18%. Private equity, 22-24%. So you don't see the fluctuations in the lower middle market that you see in Main Street. And I think with Main Street, the size of the business, existing companies and first-time individuals, that's where they would gravitate.
Yeah.
So
right.
Somebody that, I'm going to buy, let's say the person's making $100,000 a year. After your debt service and your cash flow, in order to really take that $100,000, you're looking at about $1 million business.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think that for somebody that's making $100,000 and going, I own $1 million business, I think that's a big stretch. I think mentally that's a big stretch. So think that's where they're going to gravitate. And then if you've got an existing company, and let's use that property management firm, you're probably not wanting to go buy a $4.5 million lawn and landscape company managing, multiple cities in a state. You probably want a smaller company that has a crew that you can bolt onto your property management company and send them around town to take care of your properties.
Kind of be local to where your business is. As you were going through that, I was thinking about our recent closings. Several of those are existing companies buying. So a private equity group, an existing company. I get so many private equity groups looking for businesses now, and they have their box that they're trying to stay within. They're hunting for deals, which is good. It's great for our sellers to know that if they've got a strong business in the right box for these guys. So we stay in touch with those private equity groups. So when we do have a really strong business that's going to fit their profile, we jump on those right away.
One of the things out of this report, I'm looking at this chart that says 2022 top industries in Main Street. And this does not resonate with me at all.
Why?
Restaurants, number one category.
Doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense to me at all. That
no.
We have a very difficult time moving restaurants.
Getting them financed.
Yeah.
Which I think is something we lead into a little bit, because we do very few restaurants, partly because we can't get banks to finance those deals.
The top five in Main Street by percentage: restaurants, services personal, business services, consumer goods and retail, construction and engineering. Three of those five do not match what I see.
Okay,
here.
So we know restaurants.
Business and services and construction engineering are things that I see.
Okay.
That we
business services. Retail isn't something that we do a ton of. I mean, there's some, you know, we do liquor stores.
Other makes up 10% of this.
Right. That's a pretty big other.
And then when you jump down into lower middle market, it's construction and engineering, manufacturer, services personal, consumer goods and retail, business services. You get all the way down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 for restaurants.
Yeah. Well, that does make sense.
Yeah.
So, and still, I think in that group, the consumer products retail is still probably low on our side. But those other ones, I think, probably fit pretty close to what we're doing also, what we see.
When you see these industries, do you think that financing structure has something to do with the survey showing versus kind of what our experience is? Or what
I think
what
so.
Do you think leads to
that? I mean,
that?
I think what was interesting for me to see was how much across the board was financed by buyer and seller with bank being a smaller percentage on the lower end deals. That, you know, they were showing 40 to 65% buyer equity across the board, with seller financing being a pretty good chunk on the lower middle market. For the most part, you know, we're seeing 10% to 20% buyer equity with some seller financing, and then the rest is senior debt or bank financing, SBA financing.
And the survey's showing different.
The survey's a little bit different. A lot more buyer's equity and a lot more seller financing.
I remember my first IBBA conference. I was surprised at the amount of people that were preaching seller financing.
Right. Historically, they've been focused on the small deals, the Main Street businesses, bad financial statements, terrible tax returns, whatever. And we've really focused over the last decade plus of working with businesses who have strong financial, they've shown everything on their tax returns. They're, at least we're trying to get them prepared for the sale. And we've got banks who we know, we've got great relationships with, and we know that they're looking for deals to finance. So we've been able to get those done.
Well, it looks like we've exhausted the market pulse. We'll look at,
I think we beat it up pretty well.
We'll look forward to next quarter when they can give us 3 weeks of content again.
I think we could, let's call this the annual review.
Yeah, annual review. Thank you, Market Pulse, for giving us 3 weeks of content every quarter. No, this was fun to go through this. I know that you and I and the rest of the team, we kind of talk about this, and so I thought it would be fun to turn the microphones on and talk through this.
Well, it kind of backs up the stories we've been telling people all along, so it's good to kind of go through this. There are a few differences that we've highlighted. But yeah, it is good for everybody to see this. And you mentioned the rest of the team. I don't even know if they're all listening to the podcast and really how valuable it is.
Yeah, we found that out right before we walked in here. That
Maybe we should play that before our team meetings.
Yeah, that we had to send somebody back to episode, I don't know, 37 or something like that, and be like, oh, you know, that. Thanks for asking me that question. I did a two
episode
series.
Episode 37.
I did two podcasts on that episode. let me just go ahead and give you the 15-minute audio version instead of you
taking. Come back if you have questions.
Instead of you taking 45 minutes of my time in my office, why don't you listen to this 15-minute podcast that I did on it? So, well, for the brokers, buyers, and sellers that are interested, we do have a podcast spot on our website at kcapex.com. You can go back and listen to. The reason why Doug and I do these podcasts is we realize that right now, what we're talking about today might not necessarily be important to you, but maybe 6 months down the road, you're interested in what a buyer search looks like.
Right.
Or you're interested in what buyer types are, or what are the top industries. And that's why we do these, so that, you know, they are evergreen and they are out there. Well, and the same thing with the blogs, right? You can go back and read a blog from 2022, mm-hmm. 2021, and it's right. still relevant.
Right.
So,
absolutely.
Tons of free content out on the KC Apex website. You
like,
know, and if
like
that's,
and subscribe.
Yeah, and if that's the stuff we're giving you for free, imagine what you get when you pay us. All right. So, if you're looking at buying or selling a business, we got you, fam.